Hello, beautiful humans. Wow, talking is such a challenge today. Anywho, hi, beautiful humans. I'm so excited to be recording another podcast for you today. And today's topic, I really want to talk about self-sabotage. This is something that we have all done at some point in our lives to ourselves and not quite understood why it's happening, why this occurs, and why does it keep occurring and preventing us from achieving our goals. This is something that I'm really passionate about because this is something that I've struggled with tremendously, especially with my depression and anxiety. It's a big factor in how sometimes it manifests for me, but I've become a lot more aware of it, and so it's allowed me to really address it and focus on eliminating that potential of it occurring. So let's talk about what self-sabotage is. Self-sabotage is when you're working toward a goal and you're making progress and things are happening, but then you start to commit acts or have thoughts that prevent you from making progress and or completely reverse the progress that you have made. This could be the form of binge eating. It could mean that you're saving up for a goal and you go and you spend all this money on a bunch of clothes. It also could mean that you sit there and you start to worry about how things are happening. So self-sabotage can be manifested in so many different ways. Now, the big thing that I really want you guys to understand about self-sabotage is that self-sabotage is truly a manifestation of what our beliefs are. And if you're not super woo-woo, I understand, but one thing that I have learned in my short time on this planet is that whatever our beliefs are and what our thoughts are what we're going to find in the world around us. So if you are not working to improve your thoughts, your beliefs, and your perspectives in the world around you, you are going to be limited in what you are capable of achieving. And that is truly seen in the areas of our lives when we're trying to make progress and achieve goals. And so, for example, a limiting belief that I had for myself is that I would never be able to be below a certain weight on the scale. And that was really particularly true, especially when I was getting ready for my fitness competitions. I competed in figure and bikini, figure once and bikini twice in my athletic history. And the first time, I was unable to reach that goal of achieving the weight that we believe that was possible for me to hit in order to at least become the best version of me. And the next two times I competed, I was actually able to get lower than that weight. And what we came to find out is that was a belief of me that I was not capable of doing that or looking that certain way. And it required me to put some time into some energy into it in order to work on that limiting belief of myself. Something else that I see a lot of people have that they have as a belief that leads to self-sabotage is that they are just not healthy people, or that their genetics are what are going to cause them to be unhealthy, so they might as well say, hell, what the heck, I might as well not even try. And that's not even true. You can see it in so many people now in society that come from families that either have no money, unhealthy backgrounds, and they're able to achieve super success in either financial or physical or mental gains in their life. And it all comes down to the belief of what they had in themselves. So just trying to summarize everything up, self-sabotage is a manifestation of our beliefs and our perspectives in the world. So for a lot of people, they self-sabotage themselves when they feel like they are not worthy or feel like they do not have enough value to bring to the table. So if you are wanting to up-level your life or upgrade your life, if you want to be able to be leaner, healthier, be able to be happy in your life, you first have to believe that you are worthy of living that kind of life or achieving that goal. Because if you do not work on the fact that you believe you are worthy of that, you will never be able to achieve that goal. So, how do you find out if you feel you are worthy of achieving that goal? Because that's a big factor, because one part of this is just realizing what your standard or your baseline beliefs are. in a big way that you can start to work and figure that out is to just start to be more mindful of your actions and your thoughts. Ways you can do that is when you are taking steps to make your goals become possible, or you're meditating, or you're journaling, or you're doing some work, or you're doing some personal development work. All of those are ways to kind of start to identify those limiting beliefs or those perspectives you have in the world, and if those are potentially what are causing you to not achieve your goals. So once you've identified that, then you need to start to take steps to mold or alter those limiting beliefs or perspectives in the world to more of the way that you want your life to be. So that maybe you need to journal, maybe you need to have affirmations, maybe you need to be doing activities that can help boost your confidence so that way you get this stair step effect that you work your way up the stairs so that way you can build the foundational confidence you need to continue to work toward that goal. Or you need to focus on your habits and routines in order to build that solid foundation and continue to be able to work toward that. Self-sabotage can truly just be a habit versus truly an issue with limiting beliefs, but most of the people I talk to, it is a belief issue versus a habit issue. But the great thing is our habits and our routines can be a great way to help minimize the effect of self-sabotage, because what we do daily is what we're going to create more of in our life. So if you can alter the things that you do daily into a more positive light, it's going to help you alter the effect of self-sabotage onto your life. Something else that you can do is you can work with somebody to help you go through this stage of your life and work through self-sabotage. Sometimes hiring a coach or working with a community or speaking with a network of friends can really be helpful. There's a book that recently came out that I can hardly wait to read that is called A Tribe Called Bliss by Lori Harder. And one thing that I've realized is that tribe is a great way to help with self-sabotage, because our friends, especially our close friends, they can be family or friends, are really good at seeing our greater qualities in our life and our weaknesses and helping us address them, and also to help us work through that mental work and the crap that we are going through. Because no matter who you see, no matter where they are in their life, everybody has shit they're going through. No matter what, they could be making $1 million, they could be making $10,000, they could be able to pay all their bills, they could have six-pack abs, they could have meal prep service. No matter what, everybody is going to have shit they are going through that they are going to have to work through in order to continue to create the life that they want. Now, let me make something very clear, is that there are some problems that some of us would rather have than others. And sometimes you're trading one set of problems for another set. It's just a matter of what set of problems you want to be working for and finding solutions to. So let's circle back to the topic of this podcast, which is self-sabotage. So number one, to recap, self-sabotage is when we do things to alter our progress or actions that we are taking in order to achieve our goals. Number two, self-sabotage is typically caused by a limiting belief or perspective that we have. It also can be caused by the fact that we feel we are not valuable to the people that we're trying to serve, or we are not worthy of achieving that goal. Number three, you can overcome self-sabotage in a number of ways, but the first way you have to work on in order to work through self-sabotage is to figure out what you are self-sabotaging about and why specifically. Once you've identified that factor, you need to start implementing strategies in order to work through those limiting beliefs, value, or whatever the case may be. This could mean spending time in personal development, which means reading books to help you alter your mindset, maybe working with a coach. You could also be looking at updating your routine in order to include more healthy and productive habits. It could mean spending time with your friends and family in order to bring up your positive environment. It could mean spending time in meditation in order to be able to be more aware of your thoughts and be able to move past them and just be aware of them versus act on them. It could also mean that you need to spend time journaling so that way you can work through those thoughts and really start to see them. So those are kind of a number of strategies that you can do to help with self-sabotage. One thing that I just really want you guys to understand, wow, that seems to be the line of the day. One thing that I just want you to really get is that everybody on this planet self-sabotages. This is not something that you're suffering by yourself or anything. We've all suffered from it at some point in our life, just like comparisonitis. So just remember that this is a shared struggle that many of us have and that it's okay. But what's not okay is when you allow yourself to continually be in that cycle of self-sabotage versus being able to create your happiest possible life. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If so, let me know on the Instagram. I'm super excited for this IGTV thing. This is going to be just epic. It's a little creepy, but it's cool at the same time. But I'm super excited about that, and I'm just super excited for the times to come. Let me know what topics you want me to talk about, and be sure to follow us on Instagram at BeUnapologeticallyYouRadio. And I will talk to you guys soon. Signing out. Bye.